Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you're listening to the Ooze with your host, Avenger Satanus, and the Beast.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Beastino. This is my co-host, Avenger Satanus. Avenger, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
In a kind of an odd medley of absolutely wonderful and confused as hell, so...
So like most
it's amazing. Yeah, like most people out there. It's amazing to me, man. I pick up my kid every Saturday morning, and I have him usually into the middle of the week. You know, this morning, I had to come into work, so we get here, and as soon as we hit the door, it's like, screw you, Dad, there's girls here, so he's out there hanging out with the girls right now. Now, mind you, he's 3 years old, so.
Yeah. Crazy.
You can only imagine one. So, what's going on in the World Avenger?
Just busy with work. At the moment, we're doing a turnover for apartments. And that takes really precedence over anything else in my life. Aside from the radio show, of course. I've been getting materials and doing research because I wanted to do sort of an outreach program with incarcerated individuals. Start with the United States and then who knows from there. So I wanted to write letters and get people not only give something back to people in prison, but give them some direction in life and get them on our side and expand our religion and our paradigm and the whole enchilada.
Awesome. Well, so how's that going? I mean, have you gotten anything developed? We haven't really had a chance to talk in person lately, so I'm curious. Yeah. Any ideas?
There's like at least one or two different websites that it's like MySpace for prisons. Prisoners have profiles with pictures. They've got like a little blurb about themselves and what they're interested in. And I think I just Googled prisoner pen pal or something like that. And then it was one of the first few links. And then, so I saw that, and, you can read where they are and what they're up to, and like I said, pictures and stuff. They've got their mailing address. So I've got a bunch of, I'm just going to start with a form letter, basically, hey, this is who I am, this is what the cult of Cthulhu is, this is why I'm doing it. And then I'm just going to see who responds. If anyone else wants an actual letter, I'm getting actual Avenger Satanus, Cult of Cthulhu, stationery, and address labels. I'm getting all my little ducks in a row. And so if anyone wants an actual, official letter from the High Priest, I'm about ready to go.
Awesome. Yeah. So there you have the Oozing Outreach Program.
Yeah.
So today's topic actually kind of spawned from a conversation we had earlier this week, and I can't really remember how the conversation went down, but I think you probably have a better indication of how to start this show off than I do. So
okay.
I figured I'd let you let you take the reins.
All right. Well, the show today is called "Does the Devil Evolve?" And basically, it's taking a look at Satanism. How it was practiced, how it is practiced today, what it means, and, you know, the possibility of going beyond what it currently is. You know, everything changes, everything does evolve. Hopefully Satanism can evolve as well and remain relevant and survive, you know, survival of the fittest. If Satanism is no longer useful, then why cling to it? So I guess we're looking at the viability of Satanism and its fruitfulness in this current day and age, in the 21st century. And if it is worth saving, I think perhaps it is, how is it going to evolve and mutate and change in order to make it the most useful kind of philosophy or religion that that we can have in the left-hand path?
Interesting. So you do believe that Satanism can evolve.
I wasn't really sure
as to where you stood on that. So I'm glad to hear that, because I thought for a little while there we might be on different ends of the coin here. We do vary a little bit.
Yeah, I think a case could be made either way, but I think it can evolve, but I think it has to go back to either its left-hand path roots, or it has to be reaching at something that goes way beyond our whole Judeo-Christian culture.
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I think, when Satanism, at least in the modern sense, started out, it was a completely reactionary movement. And while it still has some reactionary elements, I believe that it's begun to polish itself. And in fact, I think of Satanism in less of terms of a religion and more of terms of a tool of self-evolution. So, it in itself is evolution. Obviously, the mindset of a Satanist should be, to look for the philosophies that work the best and give them the most potential to develop beyond where they currently are. And in that, we've developed a lot of offshoots of, of the original Church of Satan's philosophy. Some of them are completely fail, and some of them have the potential to continue to become something more.
Right. And at one point, even the Church of Satan was an offshoot of, of something else. We talked about that in the last show, the character and history of Satanism with Venus Satanus and Naga Shiva. We talked about the sort of primal beginnings or the antecedents of Satanism. The sort of dark force in nature or outside of nature or maybe from universe B, whatever. It's something that informs certain people that are inclined to the left-hand path. And, whatever's inside them and whatever they feel, I mean, that's what created Satanism in the first place. And then LaVey capitalized on that and created the Church of Satan, which sort of codified a certain aspect of devil worship, if you will. That's not the end, as you and I both know. You got to keep going. You got to keep looking at it every day. A lot of it is about attitude. You can take Satanism, passively or actively. You can use it to try to develop yourself the best way you can, as you mentioned, or you can use it as an excuse to basically sit on your ass and criticize other people and be a total douche to whoever, you know, whoever comes along.
I think one of the things that we, well, actually, there's two things we should certainly do in this show before we really get to going down that winding, narrow road. The first thing that perhaps we should do is define evolution, because I think, you know, some people may think of us in terms, think of us talking about this in terms of actual physical change. Others perhaps would be more understanding of us meaning ideologically and philosophically evolving and creating higher states of understanding in terms of the nature of man. But I mean, what we really need to do here is solidify what we mean by evolution.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I think you've already hit on it, that it's not necessarily, you know, a physical evolution. You know, we're not trying to develop a third arm or, you know, a longer neck like a giraffe or something. Not that kind of evolution, but an evolution of consciousness, which then, if that's in place, can create any number of beneficial changes in our lives. I don't know if you have anything to add to that, or if you have a counterpoint.
Well, honestly, as of right now, I think that's a good basic definition of the type of evolution that we're talking about. I think it becomes more, again, evolving the set of tools in which we work with, and as well as developing different states of consciousness and so forth. But, you know, honing in on, how do I want to say this, honing in on specific mechanics of the mind and developing those, I think that's the only thing that I could really add to the rest of the list that we've got going so forth. So,
yes, and I think mind in the larger sense, not just raw intelligence or being able to crunch numbers or things like that. You know, it's not necessarily based on an IQ test, but it's based on understanding. Which, if you break it down into two parts, as Dzerzhev and Ouspensky did. Understanding is both knowledge and being. Knowledge being basically all the learning that you can take in, and then being is basically how to use and implement that stuff. It's what you practically do with the learning that you've obtained. If you can reach a higher understanding, then you know, then that will further develop your mind and basically your increasing your state of consciousness, and you, effectively you awake from the state of sleep that you currently were in, or previously were in. So, and that's what we want to achieve here, Cthulhu Cult, and hopefully the left-hand path is higher states of consciousness, which eventually, way down the road, or perhaps even when we, you know, pass on from this life, we'll become gods ourselves.
Hopefully. I mean, I don't even know so much if I'm worried about when we pass on to this life. I'm worried about reaching my maximum potential and even beyond that within the period in time in which I'm sucking in oxygen.
Yeah, you know, that's good. That's a good thing to clarify. What I meant was, and what I do mean is that, you know, you reach as far as you can go in the here and now and do whatever you can while you're alive. But I think there are certain unseen benefits that won't fully be realized until we pass away, until we shed this mortal coil. But that doesn't mean that, you know, we just wait around for death and then, you know, God's going to touch us with his magic hand, and then we're going to become super beings or something. You know, it's an active process that you have to do while you're alive. And then you get extraordinary benefits, you know, while you're alive, as you do it, as you go through the process. But then I think there's, a bonus, a reward, or something even greater that happens, after we die. That's my personal belief. I don't know if anyone else would agree with that, but the point is kind of good anyway. You got to do what you can during your life.
Right, and whatever happens beyond that is speculative. So,
it is.
What I can appreciate that you have that ideology there. I have to, I have to say that we need to keep within a context of tangible and real manifest. So. As to not be chasing spiritual pipe dreams, as LaVey said. So,
yep, I agree with that. It's a balancing act.
Absolutely. I think the next thing that needs to really happen is an understanding of what the process of this evolution would entail. Obviously, not everybody who, alters or manifests from the seed of Satanism is going to evolve. There's going to be quite a bit of deterioration that happens, when you grasp onto an ideology or a concept that's, weaker in nature. I think that's going to cause a collapse. We've seen examples of that with the JOS and, some other movements that have been out there. I mean, some of them I can't necessarily label them as being fail, but they certainly, in my opinion, don't hold up to the standard of the original, even, let alone beyond it. One of those being the Satanic Reds group, where I like a lot of the stuff that they're trying to work into it. It just doesn't mesh. That's just my opinion, though. So, I mean, what standards would denote that something has begun to evolve or develop further?
Okay. I would agree. I think, anytime you put in satanic whatever in Google and do a search, you're going to find groups that probably come close to hitting the mark. It's just don't really cut it. The groups you mentioned, I think the Modern Church of Satan has a lot of good things in place, but I've been there on the forum, and it's mostly what you see in every other satanic forum, and that's you get some people that are very like they charge in and they're posting a lot. They're very vocal about. Usually they're pro Anton LaVey or anti Anton LaVey, and they're trying to charge in with their firm belief of whatever Satanism is, and crush all opposition. And then you get the people that just want to go along. They're very passive about it. They like to agree with people and be heard and be recognized in some fashion. They want to socialize with other Satanists, and their posting reflects that. And then every once in a while, you get sort of the third side, if you will, the people that want to actually question the nature or the fundamentals of Satanism. And they want to network with people who want to use practical techniques to get farther in life. And every once in a while, you get that, probably, in the satanic groups you mentioned, or the Modern Church of Satan, or, probably the Temple of Seth, the current Church of Satan, perhaps. But it's hard, I think, for a group to, fully be at the heights that it needs to, because you need the proper leadership, you need, conscious direction, you got to be aware of a lot of things, all the pitfalls. You got to have good, not just the top guy, but you have to have good leadership, like all the way down. And I don't know. It's hard. It's very, very difficult. We tried to do what we can with the Cthulhu cult, but we realize the difficulty that goes into that. I think I'm getting off the point that you wanted to make. Maybe you should remind me what that was.
Well, what I was actually trying to do was determine what indicators there might be to a particular offshoot of Satanism being an evolving offshoot rather than one that's
okay.
Degenerative or deteriorating.
Okay. The indicators. I guess how Satanists deal with outsiders and people that aren't fully aligned with them, like either people lurking in the forums or maybe people emailing different members or, you know, the leadership. You know, how those outsiders are treated, I think, goes a long way in determining either the conscious or mechanical aspects of that group. I don't know. I'll think of a couple more indicators. Do you have one ready that you want to mention?
Well, I think the first indicator that I'm going to say is there is a mature perception, a responsible perception of how they're handling the organization. There's some like for instance, I mean, I know that there is a hierarchy structure within the Cthulhu cult, but in my eyes, it's kind of more of just a political show. There's a handful of us that are all kind of a networked cabal of people trying to set an example within within a particular paradigm.
I
think that we make the mistake of trying to raise one person up as if they somehow are responsible for our particular personal evolution, and it's not the case. That responsibility still lies strongly within our own hands. We need only to look around and observe people that we feel are moving in the direction that we want to move, and use the examples that they've set forth and ideas of our own in conjunction to develop ourselves. I mean, the real key to Satanism working in its full, at least in my humble opinion, is that you begin to manifest on your own. You don't need to have this following mentality. You know, you're treading along this path aside some of the greatest minds in the world, and
right.
So I think the first indicator there is a perception of personal responsibility with regard to your own evolution.
Yes, that's a great name for it. Personal responsibility. I think you hit it on the head. That maturity, which you began with, both those things are very important. Another one I just thought of. The ability to put your beliefs, which ultimately, if you become part of a group, in some way come from someone else, or you may have your own personal beliefs that you're influenced by the group belief or the organizational structure of a certain belief system. But being able to put that in your own words, I think it's very, very important. I think, Satanists, the quoting of Anton LaVey, is all well and good. I think he should be quoted because he was an innovator, and he codified a lot of the principles of Satanism, and he was a remarkable human being. But at the end of the day, you can't just quote the man endlessly and then leave it at that. If you share his belief system or the belief system of your organization, you got to be able to put the shit in your own words. You got to be able to conceptualize it from your own point of view and your own perspective, and then vocalize it in your own way, your own style, your own voice. Because if you can't do that, then you're just parroting, what a greater man said.
Right.
Like I said, so far, and then that's it.
We got Dark Fool actually on the line here, so let me if I can get it to answer. There we go. Dark Fool?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Things are going well. I wanted to jump in on this to pick up where what you said, Venger, about parroting. That's actually how a lot of the organizations have de-evolved. I mean, look at the Church of Satan and look at what Peter Gilmore has done.
Yep. I totally agree. I think the Church of Satan, obviously, because that's LaVey's group, is, you know, the biggest trespasser of that satanic sin, if you will. If you're a Church of Satan member, I mean, what do you do besides, you know, parrot Anton LaVey and a couple of the other, you know, earlier higher leaders of the Church of Satan? But really, it's just Anton LaVey. Let's be honest.
And look at how individuals like you and like, you know, Zach Satanic International have come out and have made websites and have actually got more active and got things rolling, you know, more manifestation.
Right. I think there are probably people in the organizations, I don't know if they're key people or if they're, you know, the hidden minority out there. They're doing exactly what we're doing, you know. They're trying to live Satanism and breathe some sort of conscious life into it. But
yeah,
I don't know if they're getting shouted down.
Talk the talk and walk the walk.
Yeah, people are doing that. I don't know if they're getting shouted down or if they're just, you know, people aren't seeing it, or, you know, if people, maybe the leadership of these certain organizations, like, don't want to be upstaged, and so they're downplaying the conscious role that certain members.
I think a lot of people want to be, you know, the one on top, you know, they want to be the alpha, but then, you know, you got a group of Satanists and individuals, so you got lots of people who want to be on top, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, That's also what's causing things to digress a little bit, is the fact that everybody's is going through, like, huge power struggles. That's why so many things fall apart, you know, so many groups.
That's another great aspect. I think managing the power struggle and the power delineation of the group. I mean, with the Cthulhu cult, you know, I'm so busy doing stuff, and at times I'm so tired of being in charge of everything that I welcome people to take up a leadership role and to, you know, head up different things, different, you know, groups and initiatives. And, you know, if you want to talk to me about it, that's great. But, you know, you have your own autonomy and, you know, you're your own leader in a certain respect.
Right.
So go do it. I'm happy if you want to take charge and be a leader and be in power and, you know, and have a fancy name. That's awesome. You should do that. You know, I'm not going to stop you because I want this thing to really take off. I want our paradigm and our religion to grow.
I hope that Satanic International, you know, Zach calls in, because he keeps throwing around the words with a loose cabal of individuals, and I think he's onto something with that.
Yeah, but hasn't that phrase been uttered like a long time ago? And wasn't that – I'm not trying to be negative on what he's saying, but I just want to create a discussion of that now. I mean, hasn't that been tried before and with limited success?
Well, I don't – I mean, that's just it. I hope he calls in because, you know, it's hard to say what exactly he means by that, whether it's like an organization like In the Real, or whether it's like, you know, the Cult of Cthulhu, or whether it's Satanic International, you know, with a bunch of profiles set up, you know.
Right. He's, you know, what's your take on the whole loose cabal of Satanists or occultists or magicians or whatever the heck, whatever you want?
My take on it, I mean, obviously I stand firmly behind the idea. How do I actually express this? I mean, that's a lot of why I do the things that I do on the internet. You know, I not only do my work within the Cthulhu cult, but I support the Satanic International Network. I, you know, go and hang out with Venus and Nagashiba, and, you know, I keep in touch with Dark Fool here. Keep in touch with Jason King. I try to keep that network going because really that's the what I think is going to be the strongest tool in terms of perpetuating the devil seed, so to speak.
I understand. I totally believe in, you know, the individual, and that the individual at the end of the day is king. However, I think that we need to organize, and, you know, a loose cabal of individuals, you know, is great for a time, but it won't get us the kind of results that we're after. Until we do that's my own personal feeling that you know, individuals working alone or like occasionally working and collaborating with each other, you know, that's fantastic. But if you want to go deeper, if you want even more results, if you want to actually affect, you know, objective reality and have, you know, the profane
change
or just,
to occur
just,
according to will. Yeah.
Exactly. If you want the rest of the sleeping people and, you know, the civilians out there to, like, actually wake up and take notice, then I think we need more than just, say, 9 fists striking at a target. We need 1 fist with the power of 9, you know, as a metaphor, you know, hitting something. And that will knock that shit out. It will just bruise someone in 9 different places, you know. I just punch through their chest and like rip out their heart. You know, I just wanted to finish the image. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, really quickly to build on that, remember the videos that you and I put out on YouTube, I wanted to build on that. Seeing as how I see the future of Satanism rising because, you know, we've got here the ooze, you know, Blog Talk Radio, people are getting interactive, you know, Satanic International is coming out with his own website, which is kind of like a Facebook layout, social networking type of thing. You know, we've got all of these things. You know, Jason King's got his books out. You know, he's manifesting. So, I mean, slowly but surely, the left-hand path is rising. But at the same time, especially after 9/11, you see a rise in atheism and Islam. So I see, I mean, maybe it's just me in particular, but I see the left-hand path is going to be put in the spotlight, you know, after this picks up. Who's to say, you know, when it's going to happen? It may be like a year from now, maybe 10, maybe like 50, who knows? But I see the left-hand path is going to rise again, and it's going to get some notoriety, and especially in America, especially in the West. So,
right. That's right, because because we're not content to just sit on our hands.
Exactly.
I can make another analogy or parallel with the Sith from the Star Wars mythology.
Right, okay.
You know, the Sith are busy doing things, and some things they do, the majority or the Jedi or the Christians or whatever you want, the white lighters, the right-hand path, yeah, at a certain point, they're not going to just take what we're doing lying down. They're going to fight against
us. Exactly. Exactly. But I see them making the first move, obviously.
Yeah. And, yeah, the stronger we get, the more we get noticed and recognized, that's great, but the more they're gonna push us. And if we don't push back in, you know, an organized, coordinated, conscious way,
it's the nature on how they push that concerns me. It's like, you know, one thing with Christianity to come out and point the finger, that's one thing, but if you've got, you know, horrendous crimes like stoning in the streets as, you know, radical Islamists are known to do. I mean, look at what's happening in England.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We've got Zach on the line right now.
Cool.
Mr. Satanic International. What's up, Zach?
Hey, Beast, Venger, Dark Fool.
Hey, what's up?
Satanic Zach.
And define what I mean by a loosely structured cabal. Basically, what I think that means is basically left-hand path, individual Satanists spread all throughout the world working towards a similar end. I think that end is ultimately the diabolical infestation of the world. And I don't really think that any satanic organization is going to succeed if there's a kingpin on top, if there's a hierarchy. It's just not in the nature of Satanism or Satanists to do that, in my opinion.
So would you propose sort of a what, like a socialist collective of Left Hand Path or Satanists or?
In a sense, more like a spider web spread throughout, you know, everywhere in every aspect instead of centralized into one organization
right.
with one ruler. I think it's more
right.
successful that way, and it seems like that's how it's always been from the beginning. And I think that's basically how it's always going to continue. And I think any group that has a high priest and has a hierarchy is going to kind of be doomed to fail because you're trying to organize a group of individuals who, by their very nature are individuals and don't want to be under an umbrella of a ruler or a, you know, central path like that, in my opinion.
Well, don't we need power to be centralized in a way? I mean, not necessarily leader. I mean, I think we could get around that with having some sort of council or, you know, like the United States government. You might have, like, a president, and then you have, you know, the judicial branch, the legislative, and then you have certain representatives, you know, in, like, a republic capacity, representing their constituents and, you know, the people. I don't know if that's sustainable. I mean, I think the individual should always be working and occasionally working together and doing things on their own. But I think eventually organization and centralization, I mean, look at the United States. It's the most powerful country in the world, arguably. And I definitely don't think that would be the case if each state was, you know, a completely individual sovereign nation.
I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, that's it. I think because all the states are unified in the United States of America, that that's one of the things that gives it its power.
You know, there is one thing I would like to draw attention to without mentioning too many names. There was an incident where a lot of our videos on YouTube were getting flagged down, and all of us came together under a common enemy and a common goal to get rid of that enemy or take them out. So, I mean, that'll be interesting to see if a threat should come towards Satanism, towards the left-hand path, you know, what should happen. I mean, it's hard to say, though, because that's a very – there. You know, it's a lot different when it's on the Internet, you know what I mean?
Right, right. And right now, I think we're shadowy. I think we're hiding in the shadows. I think most people don't know who the fuck we are or what the fuck we're about. And that's why we get away with so much stuff. Not that we get away with a ton now, but we get away with a lot.
Well, you know what's funny about on YouTube specifically is the atheists are kind of our shield. Like, you know, you have, like, the Amazing Atheist and Thunder
right.
or whatever his name is. I mean, they take the brunt of the force. I mean, well, at least for you guys, I keep getting whacked left and right. But for the most people, it seems to work all right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We've got another caller on the line. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm going to put them in. So,
hi, Jason.
Hello.
562.
Hello.
Bueller.
Yeah. Hi.
Sorry, I was wrong. I was taking a stab in the dark there.
Hello.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a quick question. What exactly is your belief, man? Like. I'm listening to the radio, and I'm hearing the left path and everything, and I'm not trying to knock you. I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? But what is it that you believe, man? What is it that started you on this path towards a belief in a system that believes in destruction?
Have fun with that, guys.
you
want
to take this first? Beast, you know?
I'm scratching my head. If you're asking us to try to define what it is we believe, it would take more than the remaining 20 minutes of the show to do so.
You can give me a brief overview because I'm trying to understand the situation. I mean, y'all talking and I'm listening. I give everybody they speak, no matter where they what they believe in. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay. Let me give you a quick breakdown of my own personal, you know, belief system and certain things that set me on this path. A long time ago, I realized that certain things couldn't be created unless other things were destroyed. And I realized that this universe, you know, is actively works against mankind.
Okay.
And some things are in place which must be torn down. It, to put it in the most basic and simple of terms, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And I see it as my duty, as you know, a conscious human being, or a human being working towards being conscious, to break those eggs, which will make it necessary to create beneficial change for all mankind.
Beneficial change. That's understandable. You know, but it all depends on what the beneficial change is. Now, when you
True.
Look at the world
True.
Today, man, you look at the global elite, and you look at the change that's being pushed on the world. Is that truly beneficial? I mean, as a man, do you have kids?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, well, I have a kid. One day you're going to have a kid. And you, let me let you understand something. Life is not destroyed to be created. Life is created. You understand what I'm saying? And then it's destroyed. But what I'm really trying to get you to understand is, to have a kid, man, you got to have a belief in life. You understand what I'm saying?
I
That's
do have a belief in life.
Having
I think
kids.
All of us do. I think
okay.
all of us have a belief in life. I don't want to kill everybody. That's
well,
not what
okay,
about.
You don't want to kill. But what is it that you want to kill? What brings you to the point to say, okay, I want to kill this man over here?
I want
because
to kill.
Well, no, it's not so much of a. It's not so much of a man. It's so much of a belief system.
Yeah, I want to kill the slave man. I want to kill the people that are trying to enslave us and bring
okay.
us down.
Is that the people? Is that the religious people or the people that's actually in control today? You understand what I'm saying? You're screaming Satanism.
Yeah, exactly.
But Satanism
Sometimes
is
one
the at the top of what controls this world today. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, and on that note,
there's
a mute on that. Venger,
I got
it.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying that.
I muted him. Listen
for him.
I know. He needs to pick up a copy of the Satanic Bible and read it himself.
Right.
Lords of the Left-Hand Path, if I could also interject, Lords of the Left-Hand Path, A History of Spiritual Descent by Stephen Flowers.
Yes.
All right. Okay, now we've
Good
got
call.
Jason King on the line also, so let's move on because that's not the topic today. The topic is the evolution of Satanism. So, Lucky 13?
Yeah, it's like Lucky 67. No, I'm just kidding. Say, can you imagine if I had 67 beers in one sitting? That'd be pretty fierce, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear sirens, and I hear a stomach being pumped.
A stomach? Should it be a brain being pumped at that point? All right, so back to topic, as Nagasiva was saying. First priest of Relay, Bizino, and I will be discussing Satanism in particular. Is Satanism a label that can evolve with us? That's my first question. What does with us mean? Or is our paradigm moving past the devil? That's highly doubtful. How can Satanism assist the left-hand path as if they are separate somehow and develop along with parallel LHP systems? So that gets it back into focus.
All right, thank you,
so?
Because we were way off track there. So real quick, I just want to touch back on this. It's not that we have an issue with explaining our beliefs or even our beliefs being questioned, but we only have an hour's worth of time, so
right.
we're trying to stay on point.
Yeah, if people want to get into a larger discussion, that's awesome. Go to the Cult of Cthulhu discussion boards, you know, our forum on the website, cultofcthulhu.net. That's where you want to place all the larger discussions. I'm willing to argue and debate anyone, anytime, on any subject. So, yeah.
Okay. Now, Jason, do you have a spin on everything we've talked about today?
Well, it's kind of actually, it seems to me to be almost a parallel conversation about whether or not we're going to be having individuality versus groupthink within Satanism, but then also, to me, the undercurrent that I was reading in this description was that there's kind of a dichotomy being drawn between the Cult of Cthulhu paradigm and Satanism, as almost as though the Cult of Cthulhu paradigm is somehow superior. That's the undercurrent that I got. And of course,
right, actually, I was under the same impression up until the first couple of minutes of the show, where Venger clarified his position. So,
okay, so maybe
well, I think because the Cult of Cthulhu is taking Satanism in like a conscious direction, which I'm sure other groups are, but so I would compare the Cult of Cthulhu to ordinary or mechanical Satanism, and in that way, I think that the cult is superior. But if you take another satanic organization or a group of individuals that are doing things right and they're active and they want to get do stuff offline and change reality, and they're doing things in a conscious, organic way, then I don't think the Cthulhu cult is superior. Yeah, I think we're at least equal. But there
here's the problem that I have. I have the simple problem that although you talk a good left-hand path game, you seem to be offering, the Cult of Cthulhu seems to be offering nothing but right-hand path mentalities.
How so?
I mean, well, you know, I go to the forum a lot, and, you know, I browse it. Obviously, I don't post a whole hell of a lot, and there's a reason for that, is that everybody's name is drawn from your Viridian, right?
No, everybody's.
Well, I mean, like 90% of people's, and to do that, to dehumanize oneself in that regard, or to basically say that I have no individuality apart from the fact that I'm taking part in something that is not my creation, that to me is very right-hand path. I mean, you're to be given props.
Individuality.
Venger, you're to be given props for the fact that you are the creator, that you are the visionary. But what about all these other people that are just following? Is that not a problem?
If a person's individuality stems from primarily their name, then that's a problem right there. You know,
well, I mean, then we get into the form rules and like that we have to do everything this certain way and we have our little... I remember.
I tried it the other way. I tried it in the beginning to be very free form, you know, very chaos friendly, you know, no structure if I could get away with it. You know, people did whatever, their own thing. You
but
know,
then
I
you've done everything you can to impart structure, to impart that form that you're.
That's because that incarnation of the Cthulhu cult failed. It failed in the beginning. It wasn't doing anything, it wasn't evolving. It wasn't making any kind of strides in the real world, or as a group on the internet, because
I could make a Justin Bieber cult tomorrow. I could make a Justin Bieber cult tomorrow, and trust me, it would outsell postmodern Satanism plus LibreO put together times 100. But we'd still be talking about a Justin Bieber cult at the end of the day. I mean, the question is, do you have something you really believe in that whether or not it sells, quote unquote, sells? Is something that you can stand by and say, look, this is what I believe in, or do you have to essentially try to, whatever, make a buck? What I don't get it.
I
respect you madly as a visionary and somebody that is bringing the Cthulhu mythos into reality. I love that aspect of you, but I see you kind of devolving, and that's kind of the irony of this whole description to the show was like, maybe we're evolving past Satanism. I see it almost in the opposite sense, is that you're devolving into a right-hand path mentality of, you know, sheepishness and, you know, follow the leader is what it basically boils down to at the end of the day. And you're the leader, so that's cool. I mean, you're like I said, envisioning your dream. Well, then what are you doing to stop it? What are you doing to – you're doing nothing but empowering it. To me, at least, that's what I see. And I love you, man. I do. This is not hate at all, dude.
I know. I tell people, I tell people to do their own thing, to, you know, stand up and be counted and take initiative and be active, do their own thing. You know, it's hard. People don't want to do their own thing. They want to, I don't know, sit on the forum and be like everybody else. You know, I try to shake people up as much as possible. I try to have people be their own leader. You know, I can only do so much. You know, if I went over to everybody's house and physically kicked them in the ass, that might make my job easier. I don't know. But I can't do that. I can only present myself up as a leader or maybe some kind of role model or guide and have people kind of do what I'm doing, but in their own individual way.
I can see what Venger is aiming at. You're aiming at, in a strange way, it's like herding cats. You know what I mean? You want the organization. At the same time, you want the loose structure. You know, like the fact that we're on here and we're challenging you and you're not hanging up on us like some pansies I could name, you know, that says a lot right there. But I can see where you're going with the structure because you want to cause serious change to occur in conformity with will. And one of the ways that you see that happening is through a collective, however it's Satanism or left-hand path. So a collective is a very tricky thing to balance out.
Right. Now, if you're talking about the Cthulhu cult being less left-hand path and more right-hand path, I mean, I don't know. We could argue that. You can make a case for that, I suppose. You know, I think there have to be some kind of rules in place. There has to be some sort of structure. You know, if that's my error, then so be it. But I tried it
freeform. I do remember a time, Binger, when you were a member of the Church of Satan. And you were kicked out for similar rule breaking. And I guess that was your awakening point. I remember correctly, right? That was a while back.
Yeah.
But
That was probably it was just after the first Cthulhu convention, so it was probably spring of 2005. And that's because they wouldn't recognize occultism as like an actual thing in Satanism. Like I had this group called the Cult of Cthulhu, and it was, you know, based on Satanism, and it was based on the left-hand path, and it was based on magic and occultism. And then these people said that you can't do that, that Satanism has nothing to do with the occult and magic. And
you became your strongest when you were breaking the rules, which is kind of what this whole thing is all about. I mean, if you look at, like, for example, Dark Fool recommended Lords of the Left-Hand Path, one of those two criterion that are used by Dr. Flowers is antinomianism, which is breaking the law, if we're going to be specific about what the word means.
I think when you start codifying laws... Encouraging freedom.
Well, yes, of course. Freedom is the ability to break laws. As Sean Hartnell, a guy that's not here today, but a guy I respect, has often said, what law can't I break?
Right.
You know, and the ability to challenge laws or to question or to be an accuser, that is the role of Satan.
Yeah,
Again, which ties it all full circle.
I think people should do that. Be Zeno, Ego Diabolus, a bunch of other people question me all the time. You know, I make rules and laws, you know, with their approval, usually, or with their consent. If they want to change something or if anyone... You know, if any outsider wanted to change something and I saw the merit in it, then we can bend those laws and we can break them. Some things you can't break. Like,
okay, you know what?
If you actually accomplish something in life, you know, there's a law that you can't just sit on your couch and watch TV, like, you know, 12 hours a day and seriously accomplish great things in your life. That's just the law.
I want to draw a parallelism, if I may, to the Cthulhu cult and BDSM. People engage in the master and the slave role, and they're getting something out of it that suits their nature. So the structure that I think Venger is laying down kind of serves a purpose in that sense where some people want it. They can choose to follow it, or they can choose to not be a part of the Cthulhu cult, and they can just be on the outside, like we are.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I've been very critical of the whole BDSM thing with regard to left-hand path satanic ideology before. I'll not do it here because that'll get us far off topic, but let's just say I'm critical of that ideology.
Okay.
And I think Bizino needs to chime in right about now just because, well, we haven't heard his awesome voice in quite a while.
I'm on here. I'm just I'm listening to two gentlemen I respect very much exchange their ideas, and I'm processing it.
Yeah, but what about me, though? I mean, it's Venger and Dark Fool. What about the king? I mean, come on, man.
Chicken wings, you know I love you, man.
Chicken
wings. Lucky you will always have a place at our table.
Say what?
Absolutely.
But, you know, I would gladly step down as high priest or leader of what organization if, you know, I could be a part of some greater overreaching left-hand path organization that actually had a say and control in, like, world politics and, like, real-world events and the governing of the human race. I would gladly be like, you know, some sort of gopher middleman rather than the high priest of anything if I could, you know, be instrumental in achieving that. I think that's worth, you know, all the titles and the accolades and the degrees and whatever bullshit. You know, that's where I stand.
Guys.
Go ahead.
I just want to point something out. All of this conversation, it all really just boils down to one thing, and people taking personal responsibility for their own self-growth. You know, the idea that Venture has about providing structure within the organization is to accommodate for people that won't take that responsibility. They won't manifest, and so they're kind of living in this state of self-deceit. So where it would be wonderful if absolutely everybody could be the individual and everybody could manifest something, but some people are completely and totally oblivious to their own personal power. So that's really what we've got going here. I don't necessarily always agree with everything that Venture does, and I have to say, though, that, you know, listening to what he stated here today, he's, you know, he's really kind of on point in that he can't hold their hand and drag them up to that level. You know, you can take a horse to water, but you can't make it fucking drink, man. And so, you know, where he's somewhat more sympathetic than I would say you are, Jason, with people who won't manifest. That's really what we're arguing here. We're splitting hairs about that.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. This reminds me of a conversation that I had with Dark Fool some months ago about what exactly the nature of the current is. And I have a little bit more confidence in the depth and breadth of the current than perhaps anybody else here does, just because, well, the conversation I'm hearing is that we have to say what?
You're the Thomas Jefferson.
Me?
Yeah.
No,
you're
dude.
The Thomas Jefferson of the left hand path. You know, I hope to be the John Adams, you know, I don't know if I can or not. Maybe I'm too pretty. I don't know. But you know,
I wouldn't say my accomplishments are any more than yours. I would just say that they're different. They're differently
exactly.
oriented.
That's all I'm saying, is that, you know, we see things in a slightly different way, but I think when we bring it all together, it's just going to make the whole paradigm stronger.
Oh, again,
you know?
This is I'm not having a conversation about, like, I'm, you know, hating on anything. I mean, I may hate on ideas. Don't get me wrong.
I hate
on ideas all day long, and that's what I do, but it's all professional, and if I say I have personal respect for somebody, that pretty much stands, and I have personal respect for everybody on this phone, all four of you, or three of you, including myself. Well, I got to have respect.
God damn it.
Well, no, fuck you, man. No, I'm just saying, man, but, and I have respect for Nagasiba, I have respect for Venus Satanis, for Satanic International, and I think one thing Satanic International said that I want to reiterate, something I really strongly believe in, is we don't need high priests. And I really believe that we don't need high priests. We don't need priests, period. And Nagasiba and I were talking about that in the chat room. We have, you know, a group of individuals that are in that. I would include guys like Michael Ford, somebody we really haven't talked about. And, of course, Ego Diabolus, awesome, awesome dude. Just manifestors, people that are putting their stuff out there, all divergent in belief, all from divergent backgrounds, et cetera, but we're all adults in the room. And I've long said that when you can get enough adults in the room together, then it will be something to be reckoned with. And Venus kind of said something similar to that earlier in the chat room. And it's just,
guys, we've only got about 45 seconds left, but apparently Satanic Energy, can I, real quick, Satanic International Network has offered to continue this discussion on his BTR show, so I will be heading over there. Venger, I don't know if you're up for it or if you have the time to, but I'd like to see you come over there too, man.
Yeah, I'm
like
this
plan,
it's my busy time. I got to work, but yeah, on that point, I disagree with Jason King. I think we need priests. I think we need high priests. We need regular priests. We need, you know, lesser priests or whatever. I think people need guidance, you know, especially if this thing is going to blow up and the left-hand path is going to become closer to the majority of people. You know, not everybody can be a manifester and a great individual creating all these works. You know, some people to a certain extent have to follow. And so I think priests are valuable as guidance.
All right, let's head on over to Satanic International show, man. Sin, dude,
right.
Drop us the fucking link in the chat room, dude.
The audio cut off about 20, 30 seconds ago, guys. So.
All right, I was afraid of that. But, all right, well, you guys have a good one. Thanks for being on.
All right, Avenger, have a good day.
And, yeah, you too. I'll talk to you guys later.
Cool, Avenger.
All right, later.
All right, great show, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.